Hey, everybody, Josh Peck here. Something a little different. Welcome to Peck Report. So there's a headline on BreakingIsraelNews.com that apparently a prominent rabbi is saying that all smartphones are going to explode when the Messiah arrives. So I wanted to talk about that. Let's just jump right in. So they're quoting Job 38:35 from the Israel Bible that says, can you dispatch the lightning on a mission and have it answer you? I am ready. So why are we talking about this? You know, this isn't to poke fun at anybody or anything like that. It is kind of a funny story, but really it's to show that now, unlike any other time, now, at least in recent history, the Jewish people are really, really like looking for the Messiah, like expecting the Messiah any day now, any minute, really, in a way that in modern history, I don't think has been seen. So a recent article in Kikar HaShabbat, a Hebrew language ultra-Orthodox news service, reported a prominent rabbi's rather explosive, get it, opinion on the role smartphones could play in the end of days. So the story began when a Haredi or an ultra-Orthodox woman became concerned after her husband purchased a smartphone, referred to in religious circles as a machshir tarif, or an unkosher appliance. So when she confronted him about his decision, he tried to calm her concerns by saying something that he might have been joking about, but he said, you know, I have good intentions. He said, quote, I believe the Messiah will arrive any moment and I want to be among the first to hear about it. Smartphones get instant updates, and if I follow them, I will hear about it before anyone else, end quote. So apparently his wife was confused about this, and she didn't really know if this was a good thing or not. She wrote a letter to Rabbi Yitzchak, Zilberstein, who's the head of the rabbinical court of the Ramat Elchanan neighborhood of the B'nai Brak, and he responded pretty harshly. So he said, quote, this claim is very ridiculous, and one is not allowed to fill his mouth with silliness in this world. You have nothing that brings ridicule like this stupid claim. Anyone who has one of these unclean devices will not only be the very last one to be updated concerning the Messiah, but he will not even hear about the arrival of the Messiah at all, end quote. So apparently Rabbi Zilberstein gave his opinion of the narrative of cell phones by recounting the case of Yahya Ayash, who was the chief bomb maker of Hamas and the leader of the West Bank's battalion of the Izz-ad-Din al-Qassam brigades in the early 1990s. So the rabbi related how in 1995, the Shin Bet, or Israel Security Agency, placed 15 grams of volatile explosives in a cell phone and had an intermediary give the device to Ayash. And when it was used for the phone call, the Shin Bet confirmed that it was Ayash on the phone and remotely detonated it, killing the terrorist leader instantly. So Zilberstein says, quote, he is now in the world that is entirely bad. Certainly when the Holy Messiah arrives, God will bring upon us a spirit of holiness from above, and all of these impure gadgets will explode and nothing of them will remain. The more impure they are, the greater the explosion will be. So your husband believes he will be updated on Messiah's arrival, but there will be no way, no phone to update him, no phone number to reach him. He needs to pray that no harm will come to him from the device he now holds in his hand. Therefore, you can answer your husband that the more he stays away from these devices, the sooner he will hear about the arrival of the Messiah, end quote. Now, a Google search revealed another essential fault in the husband's claim that there are no current apps that claim to update the user about changes in the status of the Messiah. Although breaking Israel News says on their website that they are, quote, they are, quote, certainly, well, here's the quote. Quote, Breaking Israel News certainly tries to provide that service with its twice daily newsletter, end quote. So, yeah, I mean, kind of a funny story. But, you know, the reason that this kind of stuck out to me is it just shows how much anticipation, how much wanting that, you know, the Jewish people are to meet their Messiah. And that provides us Christians with a pretty good opportunity to witness to these people. You know, and it was also kind of funny, too, because there's kind of a funny belief in Christianity, Christian eschatology, that when Jesus returns, so, you know, the second coming of Christ, that the way that he's going to be able to be seen by the whole world is because people will have cell phones and they'll be able to take pictures and take videos and stuff, and we'll all be able to see it. You know, maybe that to me has always kind of seemed silly. I don't think Jesus really needs that, but it is kind of funny that, you know, we have that in our eschatology. Apparently, at least this rabbi has it in his eschatology. You know, what do you guys think? Do you think that all cell phones are just going to explode when either the return of Jesus happens or the coming of Antichrist? Because that's the idea behind why we're keeping an eye on what the Jewish people are doing with the whole Messiah thing. Because according to many interpretations of Christian eschatology, the Messiah that the Jews are looking for, that's going to arrive on the scene, will actually be our Antichrist. And it seems like, according to certain interpretations of Bible prophecy, it seems like the Jewish people will accept this person as their Messiah for a little while, but then they'll realize this is not my kind of guy. You know, they'll realize that he's not all he's cracked up to be. And then it's unclear if it's at that point or at a different point, but at some point, Israel will turn back to Jesus. And that, you know, that is really the most important part here, is to get everybody saved. But to get Jewish people saved, teach them who their Messiah is, because that, you know, the Jewish people, the Jewish faith is the root of Christianity. You know, it's the root. It's where we come from, and we recognize who the Messiah is. It's Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That is the Messiah. So the Messiah prophecies have been fulfilled of his first coming, and then we have a lot more prophecies to come, which is what we talk about on this channel a lot. So I don't know about the whole cell phone thing, but I thought we'd do something a little different and cover this story. Of course, I would like to know what you think. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe. Please click the bell for notifications. And hey, I got some good news for you. So the Last Days Warrior Summit is finally available, and you're going to want to make sure that you don't miss out on dozens of exclusive videos right from your computer at home or your cell phone, wherever you watch stuff. You can't get these anywhere else. You're not going to find these on YouTube. These are exclusive videos from the top conspiracy experts in the world right now. I was blessed and honored to be invited to contribute to this, so I contributed an hour and a half long teaching on Leviathan, the source of all conspiracy. You will not find these teachings, censored videos, PDFs, and MP3 collections anywhere else. So you get a lot with this. It's not just the videos. You get a lot of free books, MP3 stuff. It's a really good idea to sign up. I think it's over $1,000 worth of materials for less than a tenth of the price of the total amount of materials that you actually get with this. And again, all from the comfort of your own home. So there is a link in the description below. If you click on that, it'll take you right there and you can sign up, or you can just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. And you can click on the link there. It's right on the homepage. Also, if you want to leave the comfort of your own home and go out and meet some people and fellowship in person, you can come join us at the Hear the Watchman conference, the Sound the Alarm conference in March. of this year. So we're just a couple months away. Get your tickets now. Use the promo code Josh20 to get $20 off your tickets. Tickets are going to sell out fast, so you'll want to make sure that you get those now. And you can click on the link in the description below, or you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and I have a link right there for you. Again, use the promo code Josh20. I do believe that live streaming is also available. So again, that promo code is Josh20. All right, everybody. Well, this has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to reading your comments. It's definitely an interesting story, interesting take on Jewish eschatology. So I'd love to know what you think. All right. I am Josh Peck. This has been Peck Report. Till next time, take care and God bless.